To start with the melting facilities, you've got men that know how to handle these things, mine as well. Well, because we had non-ferrous and ferrous metals. With iron, it's a different process than non-ferrous. With iron, it's in a big cupola with that's a furnace, and they feed all the stuff in at the top and tap the molten metal out at the bottom when you run out, and then it goes into ladles, and then the foreman usually takes it round, pours it into it, and we could cast up to a 4-ton casting, and we could also cast little ones like that. But as I said, you've got men that know, they've been doing it all their life. And with non-ferrous metals, they usually melt them in a furnace, but they put a pot in the furnace and then put the ingots and whatnot in the pot, and then it melts in the pot, and they lift the pot out and pour with the shanks and whatnot from that. But iron foundry is a bit different. It's a bigger thing. I mean, ours wasn't a big foundry, but we could do sort of 10 ton of metal on cast over the afternoon. I mean, that would take about 2 to 3 hours to cast 10 ton of castings.